As most of us have been spending more time at home, the amount of waste we've been taking to the curb has increased as well. Troy Oppie reports on how spring cleaning might feel a little different this year.
You may have noticed this sound on your street earlier in the morning than you're used to.
So there's a quick safety meeting and they have to meet with their supervisor and do their pre-truck inspection. And we can't have more than 10 people 6 feet apart. So in order to comply with that, we started staggering start times for residential services out at 6 a.m. instead of 7 a.m.
That's Rochelle Klein with Republic Services. They operate garbage, compost, and recycling pickup across most of the Treasure Valley. She says the drop in commercial waste has been balanced out by an increase in residential trash. Most noticeably, they've seen a 20 to 25% jump in the number of in-person visits at local transfer stations.
We're seeing a lot of traffic, but not necessarily a lot of waste. It might just be an outing for people.
Republic has removed direct contact with customers coming to transfer stations, and the Ada County landfill has gone a step farther.
We're operating two scale house operators remotely. They're both at home and interacting with customers here at the landfill.
That's Teresa Rademacher, Assistant Deputy Director of Solid Waste. She says traffic at the landfill is also higher. That could be partly because large items like furniture and appliances are no longer being collected curbside. Mobile hazardous waste collection sites are also shut down, making the landfill the only option. Waste handlers have also noticed an uptick in recyclables showing up in trash bins.
If they can recycle it, they should be doing that and making sure that they're still doing their due diligence and preserving space in a landfill.
So getting your spring cleaning trash to the right places might mean a trip to the landfill or transfer station instead of the curb. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.